Last spring, analyses of 5 years of data revealed some clear racial disparities in Vermont State Police traffic stops. But after conversations with the troopers who had the greatest disparities, state police officials say they have found no instances of implicit or explicit racial bias. As VPR Steve Zinn reports, the conclusion illustrates the challenge of pinpointing the problem, and advocates say the police need to do more to identify bias in individual officers.
There were some issues with how the data were collected, but no one questioned the analysis, which showed a disproportionate number of Black and Hispanic drivers were pulled over. For African Americans in particular, there was a significantly higher likelihood of being ticketed, arrested, or searched compared to white drivers. Yet when searches were conducted, white drivers were more likely to have contraband. The data include a breakdown by individual troopers, who were not identified publicly. This allowed the agency's Fair and Impartial Policing Director, Captain Ingrid Jonas, to talk one-on-one with troopers who were what she calls outliers. In her conversations with them, Jonas says she found no indication of bias.
I have not walked away from those interviews, those discussions, with a sense like, yikes, I think this person might have an unconscious or even a conscious problem with bias.
Jonas says there were different explanations for the racial disparities in traffic stops by troopers she met with. Some had to do with problems with the way the data were collected. She says other disparities were explained by a relatively small number of total stops, where one or two minority drivers could show up as a large percentage. She says it was difficult to see how race could have been involved in the stops made by one trooper, which were all at night. He always parked along the interstate in Chittenden County and ticketed every driver going above a certain speed.
I feel like that's a reasonable explanation for 23 of those 200-and-something car stops to have been Black operators.
Jonas says her interviews don't prove there's not bias, but do show it's difficult to identify. Colonel Matthew Birmingham, who heads the Vermont State Police, makes the same point.
What's important for me is that we identify any trooper in the state police that's acting on that bias. But it's a very complicated process trying to identify both implicit and explicit bias.
Birmingham says there will continue to be conversations between commanders and troopers over bias in policing. He says if there's a better way to pinpoint where a trooper is acting on implicit or explicit bias, he's open to suggestions. Lawyer Robert Appel, a former Vermont Defender General, says for one thing, it takes more than a conversation to reveal bias.
When confronted with, is it possible that race was an improper factor in your conduct? You know, I don't think you're going to get too many people say, yes, it was.
Appel, who's a member of the Fair and Impartial Policing Committee, which advises the state police, says the agency could turn to people who are better qualified to detect bias.
Maybe there's other people who have been engaged in this particular work for a longer period of time. They could either be involved with the consultations or coach the consultations.
Jay Diaz of the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union agrees detecting bias is difficult and takes training.
I'm not aware of any qualifications that Captain Jonas has that would qualify her to make determinations about whether someone has implicit bias. Also, you know, in terms of litigation that the ACLU has brought, officers have repeatedly come up with certain justifications or pretexts for why they did something.
Diaz and Appel give the state police high marks for creating a command-level position to deal with bias and making impartial policing a priority. But they say they also have a responsibility to hold individuals accountable when bias affects their work. State Police Director Birmingham says progress is being made to address bias, and he points to more recent data from 2016 that show fewer racial disparities in traffic stops. Andy says the agency has designed a process used by hiring panels to screen for bias in prospective troopers. As for those already in uniform,
you know, because they're already employed, we can't put them through hiring panels, but we can certainly engage them in conversation, and I believe it's been very beneficial.
Traffic stop data have also recently been collected for local law enforcement agencies in Vermont, and that's being analyzed now. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.